Shalom, my precious brethren. A very good morning to all of you. Thank you for listening to this sharing. I'm Brother Paul Sim from Singapore. I'm very grateful and humbled for this opportunity to share on the Daily Devotion platform. I would like to thank Brother Andrew Peary for inviting me. Let us bow our heads and commit the sharing to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for your love and care for us. We are thankful, Lord, to be called into this wonderful salvation and to be a part of the family of our Lord Jesus Christ. Most of all, we are thankful for your Holy Spirit, the great inheritance who's given unto us to teach and guide us in the path of righteousness. Lord, may your Holy Spirit take the preeminence and anoint me and the listeners. As we meditate on thy word, may our lives manifest the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you teach us the practical steps to edify and guard the hearts of your children. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. This morning, I would like to share on the topic, guard our hearts. We must know the function of the heart. Man is a composite of spirit, soul, and body. The Bible shows us that man has a body as well as a spirit, and a soul as well as a body and a spirit. Why are the spirit and the body insufficient? Why is there also the need for a soul? It is because the soul needs to stand between the spirit and the body to serve as a medium to both. What God wishes us to know is made known to us in the intuition of our spirit. For the spirit is the organ for God consciousness. It enables us to communicate with God and to know God. The body is given to us by God that we may be in contact with the world, thus sensing all the things in the world. But the soul is created for the purpose of self-consciousness, that we may be conscious of ourselves. We human beings are not like angels who are bodiless spirit. We have a spirit and a body together with a soul which serves as a buffer between them. In this way, all which belongs to our spirit and body is being expressed through the soul. The human heart. The heart is the conscience of man's spirit and the mind in man's soul. The spirit communes with God and seeks to know His will. The heart is the steward, the overseer of the spirit, working towards the expression of all which is in the spirit. Whatever is in the spirit is expressed through the heart. The heart is therefore the place of exchange for the workings of the spirit and of the soul. The spirit reaches the soul via the heart, and through the heart, the soul conveys to the spirit what it has gathered from outside. The heart is where our personality is located. In Psalms 4:4, it says, "Commune with your heart, your own heart, upon your bed and be still." In other words, the heart is myself, so that communicating with one's heart suggests what is commonly known as consultation of the heart and mouth. In Proverbs 4:23, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We need to do nothing else but to keep our heart, for out of it come forth the issues of life. Whatever fruit we see in man is produced by the heart. Hence the heart is man's real self. In Luke 6, verse 45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. The Lord declares that out of the fullness of the heart does the mouth speak, for the heart is man's real self. Whatever a sinner does comes from his heart. All sins issue from the heart. But the things which proceed out of the mouth come forth out of the heart, and they defile the man. This is Matthew chapter 15, verse 18 to 19. For out of the heart come forth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, railings. What brings from the heart defiles the man. For the man is and what springs from the heart defiles the man, for the heart is unclean. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. God only gives us a new spirit and a new heart. God gave us a new spirit so that we may commune with Him. And He also gave us a new heart so as to enable us to live a new life and to have a new desire. So what is to be done to a believer's spirit and heart after he has sinned? In Psalms 51 verse 10, King David says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." This verse reveals how God works upon the heart and the spirit of a believer. If defiled, he ought to ask God to create in him a clean heart. Our heart must be clean. Our spirit must be made right. Since the Bible lays so much stress on the heart, we can see what a significant place it occupies in the Word. The heart is exceeding important, for it is our real self. What our heart is what we really are. It is the source of life. It includes the conscience of the spirit and the mind of the soul. We commune with God by the Spirit, but what God looks at is our heart. It is serving God with the heart. Whom does God bless? Those who are upright in heart. What shall be judged in the future? God will judge the hidden things in the heart of man. For this reason, we must guard our hearts when we come to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 to 9. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, If there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Here in the book of Philippians, Paul brings up a very important point, the peace of God that is going to pass all understanding and keep our hearts and our mind through Christ Jesus. This is the way we should always keep our mind on things that are of good report, true. This is the way where God is going to work with us and give us the peace in Him. The Bible teaches that the heart is the control center for life. A person's life is a reflection of his heart. Every behavior is linked to some attitude of the heart. And the Lord told us that we must keep the good treasure in our hearts. If not, we will not be able to bring forth that which is good. So the heart is a powerful force that drives our actions and influences our thinking and behavior. It can either lead us down a path of righteousness or a path of destructions. Our hearts are susceptible to sinful thoughts, attitudes, and belief. Hence, we must be mindful of what we allow our hearts. Everything we do flows from it. May the Lord bless the sharing of the word. Let us bow our heads as we close today. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for this time and opportunity to bring up your word again on the importance of guarding the hearts. Indeed, Lord, thy help us to meditate on them and to always remember the importance of it. I commit, O God, this sharing to you, and may bless the listeners and help them to discern and to further, Lord, and may your Spirit touch them. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.